This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. This winter's below normal cold has helped recover sea ice off Alaska's coast. Rick, how much has the ice extent and thickness increased over the last few months?
After a very slow start to the ice growth season in the late fall and into December, sea ice in the Bering Sea has been expanding, and by the time we got to mid-February, had actually gotten up to normal. But it did take a really cold weather pattern, very sustained cold weather, just to get the ice up to normal. And that's a reflection of all the heat that was in the ocean. It took this very cold pattern to work that warmth out of the ocean's surface water to allow the ice to grow. So the ice, especially near the edge, quite thin.
What about what's going on in terms of ice distribution?
Perhaps an important feature that we're seeing this year, which actually is a little bit different than a number of years past, the sea ice southwest of St. Lawrence Island extends fairly far south. We don't see that notch of open water extending up into the Gulf of Anadyr as we did in some years, even in 2016-17, which was a comparatively better ice year in the Bering Sea. So that is potentially good news for the marine mammals. Very interestingly, beyond the area that has ice, so kind of from near the Pribilof southwest, the Bering Sea ocean surface temperatures are actually significantly above normal. Additionally, in the Gulf of Alaska, overall, is also warmer than normal.
A very familiar story. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.